NHL powered by the Tennessee Lottery, wrapping things up today with our man Todd Furman. Todd, I know you're a NASCAR fan. Can you believe what has happened with Ryan Newman literally walking out of the hospital today arm in arm with his kids?
Well, you know what? I mean, you hate to say it, but I think this is ultimately the lasting legacy of Dale Earnhardt Sr. Him dying on the track years ago forced the sport to really reimagine safety in the cars, create the safer barriers and everything else. And I think Ryan Newman, being alive, able to walk out of the hospital today with his family, is the byproduct of all of that. Because it's amazing. When you see that collision, you see that car ping-ponging around the track, and he's not even in the hospital for a week. It's a credit to what NASCAR has done. And I know people love the big wrecks, but they're awfully scary to see. So this is one of the great signs for NASCAR with where the sport currently is.
Well, and those guys headed to Las Vegas this week, so you can get front row seats, right?
Well, we can only hope we get better racing out here in Vegas this year than what we saw for the two races we had last year. We're trying to get a pass in clean air was about something as sane as seeing someone sober walking down the Las Vegas Boulevard at 5 a.m. So the race should be entertaining, or at least I hope so. But the bigger event going on is the fight between Wilder and Fury. I think that's going to captivate the city on Saturday night more so than the Pennzoil 400.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So what kind of handle are we looking at, comparatively speaking? Is it more like an NFL-type thing?
Yeah, this will be a big deal. I mean, we're already starting to see a lot of five-figure wagers. We'll start to get into the sixes as you get closer and that big money rolls into town. Ticket demand isn't quite through the roof because these aren't exactly household names, but there's no more contagious energy that you're ever going to see in Las Vegas than when you have a big prize fight, and you can make the case that this is one of the bigger heavyweight division bouts that we've seen in quite some time. What's interesting, though, is you see the money come in from recreational bettors on Deontay Wilder. They want to back the Tuscaloosa product, and the number continues to leak out. Professional bettors I've spoken to are going to wait this thing out to the 23rd hour. They believe he's a more skilled fighter. They think he's going to be in a lot better shape. And everybody that's worried about his performance against Otto Wallen, where it looked like his eye was completely busted up, will be a thing of the past. They think he's going to be too technically sound for Deontay Wilder on Saturday night.
We have, with this Houston Astros debacle, we have gotten some interesting odds because of it. Astros players total hit by pitch in the 2020 regular season, over under 80.5.
Yeah, and I think that number may be a little bit low. When you look at some of the averages we've seen in Major League Baseball for teams that lead the league, as we've seen from player comments, whether it's the Yankees, whether it's Nick Markakis, whether it's Mike Trout, there's a good amount of vitriol, and I don't think that Rob Manfred has really handled this situation that well. So we see it all the time in the NHL where the players kind of police themselves. There may be a lot of Astros that are looking out over their shoulder, especially early on in the season. I'm going to see Astros hit by pitch over 80.5 this season. Asking for it to happen, you know, not even once a game, once every other game, feels like a little bit of an underlay. I'm going over the number.
In terms of Major League Baseball, just keeping it there, what are we looking at futures-wise in terms of the favorites?
No surprise, I don't think, for anybody, Brent. Yankees and Dodgers right atop that list.
Yeah.
Depending on where you shop around, both teams right around 4-1. But the Astros still considered amongst the elite teams in Major League Baseball, 6-1 the going rate there on Fox Bet. And then you kind of start to see a drop-off for all those potential value sides that'll get thrown in there. But I actually saw an interesting prop at one of the casinos out here. You can get the Dodgers and Yankees against the field. Those two teams by themselves will just pay you back plus $1.20.
Todd Furman, our guest. I watch Get Up in the morning. I'll have kind of that on in the background. And every day they do 5 segments about Tom Brady's future. A lot of us, Todd, just think this is going to be much ado about nothing. He's going to go back and finish with the Patriots. Yet others are convinced he'll have multiple other landing spots and will choose one. There's talk that he's just going to hold a summit and you all come and everybody that wants him can come and present. Are those odds fluctuating any of where he might go?
You know what the crazy part about it, given all the speculation, he hasn't much movement in the odds. I mean, the Patriots are still massive favorites to retain the services of TB12. You'd have to put up a price of more than $3. To make a dollar coming back. Then you look at the Raiders and Chargers, the next most likely teams. All that talk about the Raiders being willing to offer $60 million over 2 years to make him the face of the franchise and bring him out to Las Vegas. There was all sorts of buzz here that Tom Brady was looking to purchase a large and elaborate piece of property. But I don't really buy into all those rumors until I actually see the deed with Tom Brady's signature on it. So at this point, I actually still believe that the Chargers provide the most logical fit for him to be in Los Angeles. bring his family there and be the face of a franchise that has desperately sought an identity for years coming into a new stadium, and he'll be able to do what he wants when he wants. I know it's a little bit of a long shot at about 4, 4.5 to 1, but that's where I would be placing value if I was looking for a, you know, $5 or $10 bet.
Would you advise people to lay off of the over under season win total now until all of the free agency stuff clears itself out?
You know what? When I always tell people, when if you think a team is undervalued at this particular point, and if they weren't able to retain the services of certain key components, there's nothing wrong with betting it now, in my opinion. The only difference is, I mean, not to get into the nitty-gritty of the economics, you're tying up your money for essentially 330 days. So instead of betting a college basketball game tonight or even an XFL game this weekend, you have to figure out what that money is worth to you. So you have to have a much greater edge to bet a win total this far out than what you would have to bet an individual game tonight or at some point over the next 5 to 7 days.
You know, speaking of the XFL, Mickey pulled up the other day, the St. Louis Battle Hawks XFL game actually doubled up the Blues Predators game in St. Louis, 6-3.1. And in Nashville, we had an XFL game this weekend that outperformed anything that the Preds did on television. What kind of betting handle are we seeing on XFL? Because they're certainly playing to that audience.
Yeah, betting handle has been okay. It hasn't been anything that's blown away the bookmakers. They still don't believe that the product is going to truly cater to a recreational customer just yet. The lack of offense that we're seeing, also not exactly a ringing endorsement. But you mentioned certain markets, and especially those that are crazy for football. I mean, cost of tickets for the Battlehawks' first ever home game this weekend, the secondary market on average, going to be the most expensive in the XFL so far in the league's brief two-week history. And when you look at the numbers for these games coming up, St. Louis in their home debuts already been bet from a 7.5-point favorite out to 10 against Matt McGloin and the New York Guardians. You've seen the other numbers kind of settle in, not a whole lot of movement. But it'll be interesting because all these teams haven't played home games yet, and so we're going to get a lot better baseline for who they are, what they're going to be going forward, and a true separation of the haves and have-nots.
Todd, there's a little bit of NFLPA breaking news or news about the playoffs expanding with the CBA.
Yeah, here, Adam Schefter, NFL playoff structure is about to be changed under the current CBA proposal. By the way, they've asked owners and key execs to come to New York. So this is about to get done. Peter King with that story. But under the current CBA proposal, 7 teams from each conference will make the playoffs. And it says with only buy per conference, sources tell ESPN. I think he left out a word there. It would go into effect this upcoming season. So how quickly will Vegas react to news like that?
You're going to see future odds get shortened pretty substantially now, especially for teams on the periphery, because we always say the key to ultimately winning the Lombardi Trophy is just getting into the tournament. Yeah. So I'm curious. You're going to see some books really start to scramble a little bit. I don't think we're going to see wholesale changes, but the idea of being able to get teams in, you know, that 75-100-to-1 range, those are going to get brought down considerably, but it won't have any impact on the prohibitive favorites as things stand right now. The Chiefs of the world, the 49ers, what have you there.
Todd, man, great stuff as always. Enjoy the fight and the NASCAR race. Going to be, well, I would say it's going to be a fun week in Vegas, but it's always going to be a fun week in Vegas. All right, my brother.
Always a pleasure, guys. Have a great day.
Todd Furman on 104.5 The Zone. Presented by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
That's about it for us.